6:17 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line now Adrian Edelman, the chairman of Tennesseans for Liberty. Good morning, Adrian.
Hey, how are you doing, Michael? I appreciate you having me on.
So tell us a little bit about Tennesseans for Liberty and tell us about who you are, Adrian.
Well, Tennesseans for Liberty is a 501c4 political action committee that formed in 2008 out of the Republican primaries. So if you guys remember that primary that kind of led up to the 2008 elections, a lot of our original members and supporters came out of the Ron Paul campaign. And so we were a lot of liberty-minded Republicans. And we've been involved ever since in varying degrees throughout politics in Tennessee. Generally speaking, we advocate for liberty and conservative principles within the state. Occasionally, we've gotten involved in different federal election campaigns. We have been involved a little bit in some of the congressional and our senatorial campaigns, for instance, helping Rand Paul up in Kentucky and supporting candidates like Marsha Blackburn, that kind of thing. But for the most part, we're involved in state and local politics, helping in the primaries candidates that are the most conservative, liberty-minded, kind of get some traction if we can, and occasionally opposing candidates that are less liberty-minded.
So where is Tennesseans for Liberty based? Is it based in Madison County in the Jackson area, or where is it based?
Yeah, it is based out of Madison County. We've had involvement in races all over the state, though.
Is this a full-time gig for you, Adrian, or what do you do full-time?
No, I'm involved in quite a few different things. My wife and I own some companies together. Our primary focus is the areas of finance. We have an accounting firm, an investment advisory firm, and a small venture capital firm. And then through our venture capital holdings, we get involved in various different companies, whether that be in real estate or impact investing. Particularly our impact investing is related to Christian and conservative company organizations.
Are you originally from the Jackson area?
For the most part, I was born in Georgia, but came to Tennessee with my family in 1976.
You saw the light.
I grew up in Jackson, Madison County, went to public schools there. I met my wife at the freshman dance in college at Lambeth University. We never dated in college, but we met each other again when we went to the University of Tennessee program for our MBAs. And I spent a little bit of time in corporate America for a while. I traveled up to Ohio and down to Texas. I used to manage shopping malls in different parts of the country. So some background there in real estate.
Real estate. Now, you've got an event coming up tonight. Doors open at 5:30. And program begins at 6:30. It's at the Ned McWhirter Cultural Center down in Jackson. The guest speaker is Curtis Conway. He's going to talk about the importance of choice in public schools. There's been some controversy there. The Madison County public schools are very poor performers, I think in the bottom three of the 95 counties in the state, if I recollect correctly. There was a proposal from a group affiliated with Hillsdale College to introduce a charter school there. The school board, led by the A.J. Massey, who's now the nominee for county mayor, voted no on it. What on earth were they thinking?
Well, you know, your listeners, I'm sure, are very familiar with Hillsdale, and, as individuals, many of our folks within our organization are advocates for and supporters of Hillsdale in various ways. And I think a lot of people were kind of hopeful that this might be an opportunity to interject some new ideas into the local educational process. I think the decision to not consider the plan was, somewhat premature. The school board's argument was that they didn't, that Hillsdale didn't present a sufficient plan for execution, which I somewhat find questionable in that, Hillsdale's been doing this. It's a very professional organization.
But that's an excuse you can make up out of the blue for any proposal, right? We had a very pointed discussion with AJ Massey about this when we learned he was on the school board. He was on a Newsmaker line, and he couldn't give us a good explanation for why he was going to vote no on it. He subsequently did. He won the GOP primary for mayor. That's been kind of controversial. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's really interesting. There were several counties within the state of Tennessee where there seemed to be some similar efforts. There's question about whether there were active efforts within the Democrat Party to actually cross over and vote within the Republican Party, and how organized that really was versus how coincidental that was. Certainly those who are advocates of liberty and conservatism and that kind of thing, if you want to get traction within the state of Tennessee, that's going to be in the Republican Party. And I think a lot of Democrats have really felt shut out of that process to some degree because, if they know that a candidate that is a Republican candidate is essentially going to, quote, win in a certain precinct or district or what have you, then that, that decision somewhat already been made if you've got, say, a 60-40 voting block for Republicans. So, this is something I think we have to watch out for within the state of Tennessee. Tennesseans for Liberty has actually been advocating for closed primaries.
Yeah, and by the way, just to be clear, I think closed primaries is the solution. The Tennessee General Assembly has not passed any closed primary bills. They probably should.
Yeah.
But right now, this crossover that happens in primaries, there's no law that prohibits it. But it does have an impact, I think, and it does tend to.
Well, there is actually a law that's very difficult to enforce. It basically states that if you're going to vote in a primary, you have to be an advocate for that particular party. In other words, pledge your advocacy at the time of the vote, or be an ongoing supporter. I hate to say I can't quote the exact specifics of the law, but essentially there's two provisions. Both of them are very loosely worded, and essentially anybody can say, yeah, I'm an advocate.
Yeah, but probably
for this party.
Virtually impossible to enforce, I would think.
I would agree with that, yeah.
So let's talk about tonight's event. Curtis Conway is going to speak. I'm assuming he's going to talk about the need for a charter school in Madison County. And by the way, even though the school board said no, the way the law works now is you take the same pitch to the Tennessee Higher Education Commission, I believe that's the group, and then they vote on it. And typically, the school board, local school board says no, that group says yes, and the charter school gets rolling. Is that what you see is going to happen in Jackson County, in Madison County, rather?
In Madison County, yeah. I think that there's a high probability that the state will look at what's going on in Madison County and say, hey, Madison County residents need another option. Now, I will say that there's, despite the controversy and disagreement within education in Madison County, I think there are a lot of people in Madison County that want to see successful schools and not just the private schools or even charter school options, but want to see our public education system succeed. And, for one, I would be an advocate for the efforts of Dr. King, who's the new superintendent of schools. He and I have had conversations, and he's been very open to, looking at the real challenges that are associated with the school and, what are some of the opportunities that are available. And I think that he's somebody who's trying to make a positive effort. So there are, I don't want to create the impression that that Tennesseans for Liberty is opposed to local schools, to public schools, that kind of thing. The key objective of this event is we want to open up the conversation, really talk about the challenges and opportunities associated with
the choice. The event tonight is Knowing Your Options, the Full Picture of Education Choice, sponsored by Tennesseans for Liberty. Cooper Conway, the guest speaker. It doors open at 5:30. The presentation begins at 6:30 at the Ned McWhirter Cultural Arts Center in Jackson, Tennessee. Adrian Edelman, chairman of Tennesseans for Liberty, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
When we come back, we'll have the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report in studio, our lead reporter at the Tennessee Star, Aaron Gulbenson.